Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast, written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 10, Celebration and Revelation.
So, Isaac is the oldest?
No, second oldest.
And he's the only one coming?
Last I checked. Mai?
Yeah?
Porter's freaking out.
I'm not!
You are.
Why are you freaking out?
I'm not!
You are.
Why do you live with her again?
Because she loves me more than you.
Why are you freaking out?
You have so much family.
And they'll love you. Dad loves you.
All dads love me.
Really?
Yes. This is a fact. I'm a dad kind of guy.
Well, dad guy, you only have one brother to impress tonight. You impress Isaac, you're in. So calm down.
I told you I wasn't freaking out.
Sure.
She's blowing it out of proportion. I'm just...
nervous.
It's like 20 people, Myra.
So?
20 people I haven't met.
19, actually.
Oh, that's better.
20 people who will all love you.
Dear God, I hope so.
I know so. Because if they don't, we're eloping.
It's Saturday night. Myra and Porter's engagement party is in full swing, and the room is packed, mostly with Myra's family. After being kissed and blessed by Myra's Aunt Peggy, Porter makes a beeline for the table where his parents, sister, and Dax sit.
Are any of Myra's brothers single?
God, Anna, divorced, what, a month now?
A girl's gotta move on.
Porter, everyone is just so lovely.
See? Mom approves.
Hush, Anna. Myra is wonderful. Her family is wonderful. I'm so happy for you. Aren't you, Henry?
Of course I am. I just don't need to say it every 5 minutes.
How's that drink, Dad?
Delicious.
It's his third one.
I don't usually drink, but I might have another. Dax, so wonderful to see you.
Mr. Owens, you're looking well, sir.
Hey, Dax.
Can I get you for a minute?
Yeah, sure. Excuse me, guys. I'll be right back.
Hey, Porter, Dax.
Hey, Isaac, Mr. Hanover.
You two need to settle something for me.
Porter, you do not have to indulge my son.
Dad here says that his little girl would never go rock climbing. Porter, please explain how you met my sister.
I don't know if I want to get in the middle of this.
Well, you better get used to it now. You're family, brother.
Myra said you met at a pizza place.
Yes! Yes, we did!
And what were you doing before you met at the pizza place?
Rock climbing?
But that's not what Myra does. She and Allison go bike riding and hiking.
That too.
Mr. Hanover, if it makes you feel better, Myra doesn't like climbing the big rocks. She sticks to the ones closer to the ground.
Aha! Told you, Dad. You owe me a drink. Pay up, old man. I like you, Dax.
Well, that won't backfire later at all.
Now can we talk?
What's up?
Luke is here.
The fuck? Did you tell him?
No. You know I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, sorry. He can't stay. Shit, I don't want to be the one to tell him.
What? You want me to do it?
You're really good at that kind of thing. You deal with crazy people all the time.
Yeah, funny, but no. This is your party. I'm off duty tonight.
Okay.
Here you are. What are you two doing out here?
Luke is here.
I know.
I'm gonna ask him to leave.
Why? I invited him.
You what?
I invited him.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't I?
And Allison, she can't be all right with this.
She's okay. We talked about it beforehand.
So Allie knew?
Look, he's your friend. He's been your friend for a long time, and what he did was stupid. Allie's told him a few times how stupid. But you can't not invite him to this.
But
nothing, Porter. Now, Dax is going to mingle and maybe stop telling my father about my extracurriculars.
I'm not sorry about that.
Of course you aren't. And Porter, you and I are going to go over and say hello to Luke. You are going to be nice and polite and thank your friend for coming to our engagement party. Luke!
Sorry, I'm a little late. I actually wasn't gonna come.
I'm glad you changed your mind. We're glad you changed your mind.
Really?
The jury's still out.
For what it's worth, I am sorry, man.
You've already said that a few times over the last couple of months.
Maybe you'll believe me eventually.
Well then, let's get you a drink. I'll introduce you to my family. Porter, mingle.
And my little sister, with her dress hiked up around her waist, ruffle underwear on display, grabbed that rope and swung right out of the treehouse. I thought Mom was gonna have a heart attack. So, Porter, if you hear anyone call Myra ruffle butt, you'll understand why.
Is there anyone who still calls you that?
Just my brothers, some of their friends.
And now maybe me.
I dare you.
I think that's enough from this family. Would anyone like to embarrass Porter now?
I've got a few.
I'd like to say something. Sorry, Anna.
Oh no, go ahead. Gives me time to figure out the juiciest one.
Hi, I'm Luke. I've known Porter since we were 13 years old. We met on the first day of school in Mrs. Underwood's homeroom. So I've got a lot of stories. Probably not as many as Anna, but probably some that Porter's parents don't know. I'm also the reason the happy couple is the happy couple. You're welcome, Porter. With so many stories about friends and family and stuff and what happened a long time ago, I thought it would be great to talk about our friend Genevieve. She's no longer with us, but I'm sure if she were here, you'd all say she could brighten up a room, just like Myra does. In fact, if she were here, some of you, none of you, would be here, because I'm sure Genevieve would be sitting there next to Porter right now.
Shit.
I think that's enough, Luke. Go ahead and sit down.
I'm not done. Let's raise our glasses. Raise your glasses to Myra and Porter, who look so happy. With Genevieve gone, Porter was able to move on to Myra, who I saw first. Congratulations, man.
Porter and I are gonna take you outside, get you some fresh air.
I'm fine.
Do not move.
What in the actual fuck was that?
Just saying what I feel, man.
Fuck you!
Jesus, Luke. You should have just skipped this.
Did I make everyone uncomfortable? Oh, sucks, doesn't it? You both think you're so much better than me.
What? No, we don't. I think you had to-
Shut up!
Whoa, Luke, man, sit back down!
Fucking asshole, I'm getting you an Uber.
And maybe some coffee? I'll go see if I can get him some. You good with him?
Yes, doctor. We'll be fine. Run along.
You're one mean drunk. Asshole.
Uber will be here in 10. Did you drive here? Give me your keys.
If you just died when that bomb went off, all of this would be better.
Holy shit, man. Who says that?
She never looked at me the way she looked at you.
I already told you I'm sorry about that, but we just,
I'm not talking about Myra, you dumbass. Talking about Jen. She loved you. She wanted you, not me. You took her from me, and then you took my chance with Myra. You, Porter, are a certified fucking asshole, and you deserve to die that day.
You're a nasty drunk, Luke. I'm gonna see if Dax got that coffee. Luke, what the hell? Let me go inside!
I thought you were gonna stay. I thought there's no way he leaves her. But then you went for the door. I knew I had to do it then. I couldn't let you leave.
What?
But you did. So slick. You got away. I have to admit, it was nice. Nice to see you all beat up. The wheelchair, that was especially choice. So much anger. Damn, you were fucked up.
Why? Why would you?
I didn't know about the breakfast until the text. She begged me to stop you, to save you. It made me sick. And even there at the end, I saw the way she looked at you. God, she never looked at me like that. Not once.
Why are you doing this?
Well, it's obvious, right? You're too damn happy again. I know what you're thinking, too. You want to tell somebody. Especially that bitch cop who was all up in your ass for so long. But you know as well as I do that no one will believe you. Even if they do. If you tell anyone, anyone, I'll do it again.
Shit.
Took a minute, but here's the coffee.
Thanks, man. Hey, is that my Uber?
What? Yeah.
Porter, you okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Right, man? Whoa, and I thought I had too much. Well, it's been grand. Hopefully the night gets better in my absence. Night, Dax.
Night, Luke. Get some rest, man, okay? See you later.
Give Myra my love, Porter.
Porter, you all right?
Can you give me a minute? I think maybe I ate something. It's not sitting well.
Yeah, sure. And Luke being an ass didn't help, am I right?
Yeah.
He didn't ruin the night, though, so that's a good thing.
Great thing. Yeah.
Need me to get you anything? Water? Coffee, fiancé?
No. I just need a minute. I'll see you inside, man.
Sure thing. Take your time.
You let him hurt me.
I'm sorry.
You let him kill me.
Sorry.
You let him.
I'm sorry.
This episode was the finale of season one. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter, Charity Spencer as Genevieve, Melinda Paul as Myra, Brian Irwin as Luke, Avalon Heron as Dax, Courtney Holly as Allison, Paige DeLosier as Anna, Stephanie Hall Weedan as Mrs. Owens, Peter Aylward as Mr. Owens, Mark Schlicker as Mr. Hanover, David Hiller as Isaac, and me, Michael R. as the narrator. Production sound, Matthew L. Hankins. Assistant director, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original music, Brian Irwin. Editing, Faith McQuinn. Sound mixing, Joshua Sui. Production assistant, Delilah Ferrer. Casting, Courtney Edwards. If you enjoyed this episode and the entire season, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and please share this show with a friend. For more information on the show, where to find us on social media, and for sneak peaks of season 2, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. And thank you for listening.
Hi all, Faith McQuinn here. Thank you so much for listening to this season of Boom. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed making it. If you want to talk about all the things that went down this season, join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/boompodcast. If you want to support the podcast, please visit boom.observerpictures.com for more information. The cast, crew, and I definitely want to thank you again for listening. Until next time.
Nowadays, trends and news cycles change faster than we can blink. But there are some things that withstand the test of time. And if you're looking for a connection to something timeless, and maybe also a glimpse of life at a slower pace, I believe everyone can relate to the very human experiences explored in Jane Austen's novels. And that's where I come in. My name is Alison Larkin. I'm a writer, comedian, and narrator and host of The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin. I spent a lot of my childhood in the part of England where Jane Austen lived and wrote, and now that I live in the States, nothing gives me a sense of homecoming quite like narrating her books. On this show, you'll listen to award-winning narration. I'll give myself a pat on the back for that, as well as conversations with actors, writers, and other fascinating people who all share a passionate love for Jane Austen. So please, join me as we embark on a wonderful journey through Jane Austen's work. Be sure to listen and subscribe to The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin, wherever you get your podcasts.